What if I told you that a teenager once hijacked an entire city's tram system, not with sophisticated equipment, but with a homemade infrared remote? In Lodz, Poland, a 14-year-old did exactly that, causing trams to collide and injuring dozens of passengers. His motivation? Just for the lols. This incident isn't just a quirky story about youthful mischief, it's a warning shot across the bow of our hyper-connected civilization. We've built a world where convenience trumps security, where a three-letter Twitter handle can cost someone their entire digital existence, and where the devices meant to serve us have become potential weapons against us. The uncomfortable truth is that we're wiring the world for crime faster than we're learning to defend it. In 2012, journalist Matt Honan watched his digital life evaporate in real time. A hacker, wanting his Twitter handle, exploited customer service vulnerabilities at Apple and Amazon to remotely wipe his devices. 8 years of emails vanished. Irreplaceable photos of his baby daughter disappeared forever. The attack required no sophisticated hacking, just publicly available information and phone calls. This is the paradox of modern life. The connectivity that transformed our world has created dependencies on surprisingly fragile systems. Traditional borders mean nothing in cyberspace. Security companies identify nearly 200,000 new malicious programs daily. Even conservatively, that's 50,000 new viruses every day. Despite $94 billion spent annually on security software, initial detection rates for new viruses hover around 5%. The sophisticated Flame malware operated undetected for 5 years. Once hackers target a network, they penetrated within minutes 75% of the time, yet the average breach takes 210 days to discover. Most disturbing, 92% of breaches are discovered not by internal security teams, but by law enforcement or angry customers. We've connected critical infrastructure to the internet without questioning the risks. Electrical grids, gas pipelines, 911 systems, air traffic control, water treatment facilities, all run on technology never designed for security. Nearly 70% of critical infrastructure companies have suffered operational breaches. Hackers have attacked water treatment facilities, severed FAA communications, spilled millions of liters of raw sewage in Australia, and probed electrical grids. The Department of Energy reports 70% of grid components exceed 25 years old, and intelligence officials confirm foreign spies have mapped America's electrical network for potential attacks. The enemy is diverse. Nation-states, transnational crime groups, hacktivists, cyber warriors, state-sponsored proxies, script kiddies, and disgruntled insiders. China reportedly maintains 180,000 cyber spies, launching 90,000 annual attacks against U.S. defense networks, stealing blueprints for F-35 fighters and Patriot missiles. Iran's cutting sword of justice destroyed data on 75% of Saudi Aramco's 30,000 computers. At least 108 nations maintain dedicated cyber attack units. Technology's asymmetric nature favors attackers. Defenders need perfect security, while attackers need find only one vulnerability. Exponential growth means taking 30 linear steps crosses a room, but 30 exponential steps reach the moon. Your iPhone has more processing power than NASA had for Apollo 11, a million times cheaper and 1,000 times faster than a supercomputer of the 70s. This acceleration follows Moore's law, where transistor density doubles every 18-24 months, and unfortunately applies to crime too. Traditional crime was limited by physical constraints. Even the most efficient robber could only victimize perhaps 6 people daily. Technology shattered this limitation. The 2007 TJ Maxx hack affected 45 million customers. The 2013 Target breach stole data from 110 million accounts. In 2014, Russian hackers gathered 1.2 billion credentials from 420,000 websites. We evolved to think linearly, which served us well calculating escape routes on the Serengeti, but leaves us ill-equipped for exponential change. Modern systems require millions of lines of code. Microsoft Office uses 45 million, cars need 100 million, and typical commercial software contains 20, 30 bugs per 1,000 lines. When everything is connected, everyone is vulnerable. That free Gmail account? You're not the customer, you're the product. Google tracks your searches, emails, contacts, locations, and calls. When it merged data across 70 products in 2012, it created unprecedented unified user profiles. Facebook, with 1.2 billion monthly users, collects everything from sexual orientation to family connections, tracking you across the web through its ubiquitous like button. Data brokers form a $156 billion industry, twice the U.S. intelligence budget. Axiom alone processes 50 trillion yearly transactions, maintaining profiles on 700 million consumers with 1,500 plus traits each. They sell lists of rape survivors, domestic violence victims, and dementia patients. The 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks revealed how this data weaponizes. When terrorists captured businessman K.R. Ramamurthy, who claimed to be just a schoolteacher, their command center Googled him, discovered he chaired one of India's largest banks, and ordered his execution. Our digital exhaust, phone records, texts, browser histories, GPS data, creates an infinite trail analyzed to target us with unprecedented precision or deadly accuracy. Mobile phones have become our most intimate and vulnerable computing devices, broadcasting our activities constantly. Modern malware can activate microphones and cameras without indicator lights, tracking your location covertly. By 2014, McAfee identified nearly 4 million distinct pieces of mobile malware, a 614% increase in 1 year. Criminal organizations infiltrated app stores with malicious applications, with over 42,000 apps in Google Store containing spyware and Trojans by 2013. That flashlight app requesting access to your contacts? It's harvesting your data. 3/4 of cell phone malware sends fraudulent premium messages costing users $10 each. GPS tracking enables stalkers. Location apps like Tinder exposed vulnerabilities, allowing real-time tracking within 5 feet. Modern cars are computers on wheels with 70 to 100 onboard systems containing 100 million lines of code, continuously tracking your location, speed, and habits. Nearly half of London's 89,000 stolen vehicles in 2013 were electronically hacked, and researchers demonstrated how attackers can remotely seize control of moving vehicles. Despite overwhelming threats, good people vastly outnumber the bad, an advantage we've barely tapped. Security researcher Dan Kaminsky observes we're living through code in the age of cholera. Perfect software is impossible, but improving from today's 50% to even 70-80% would dramatically enhance security. Passwords can no longer protect us. 123456 and password remain top choices, while 55% reuse passwords across sites. Advanced computing cracks over 90% of passwords within hours. Russian organization Cybervor has amassed 1.2 billion credentials. We face a technical literacy crisis. Those who can code will hold power over those who can't, just as literacy separated classes in previous centuries. Cybersecurity is fundamentally a people problem. IBM Security Services reports 95% of security incidents involve human error, writing passwords on sticky notes, falling for scams, or oversharing vacation plans. Even the NSA fell to Edward Snowden, and Iran's air-gapped nuclear facility was compromised via infected USB drive. Tomorrow's hacks will target cars, medical devices, and smart homes. Creating a better technological future requires mobilizing citizens to reclaim control of devices, demanding accountability from tech companies, and building basic technological literacy.